Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you that in the quietness of this moment, you choose, Lord God, to let your voice heard. As you acknowledge this work, as you acknowledge what your people are doing here, and Lord God, just like how you appear to the shepherd in the night when the last thing that were on the mind was a visitation from them. And they did not know that somebody was watching them, somebody as illustrious as you in the middle of the night. And Lord God, is right now in this setting, we are glad to know that your eyes are on us in this room. While your eyes are on big congregation, while your eyes and your ears are listening to other groups, yet the loving God, the Almighty God, the God of all wisdom, zeroing in our ears this morning, we give you praise and we give you glory and we say thanks to you. Bless your name, Lord God. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We want to just give God thanks for what he has done. And the fact that his presence is in this room made all the difference. It's the presence of the Lord that makes all the difference. And the fact that God has spoken to us in this way today, I mean, for those of you who are just recently become part of the Apostolic Church, whether online or are here in this house, I just want to use this opportunity to remind you that we believe in prophetic utterance from God. We believe that the Lord does speak in now through his servants. He uses vessels from time to time and he speaks to us. And here we have for the first time in this building, we heard God minister to us through his servant. And some of the things that were said there are things that we cherish a whole lot. The Lord said he saw our faithfulness. Come on, church. Come on, church. When you think that he was not watching, he certainly is watching. And he not only sees physical faithfulness, but he sees our commitment spiritually towards his work. Amen. And I like what the Lord said. He has predestined this work to glorify himself. Amen. And nothing no man to be from but that's sure. Amen, somebody. You believe in your start yesterday, but God sees me a long time. As long as you fire us to do that long before, Pastor God gave for us. God saw us.
Amen.
My Lord, the brother said. Talk about that more knowledge, sister Jane. And there are phases that the world will pass through. There are phases, some of them look like they are not all that attractive. But there are phases that the world will go through. But because they are established by him, by him. There's an English language. In the dark.
Oh,
Jamaica has made what is called New Year resolution already. But sadly enough, today is the fourth day, and maybe some of those resolutions are broken already.
Don't be glad.
I during my time in Jamaica, I heard a lot of people that it was in my circle smoke and drink, and they determined that last year they said this year they are going to put those things away. And believe me, the first day, the first night of the new year, change that resolution. They cannot resist going back to old habits. So I believe that many people have made resolution already and they are broken. But the psalmist here, the psalmist says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Notice, what resolution is this about? Because sometimes we do make resolutions that are so big that we really can't follow through with it. I mean, it costs us so much that we really can't go through with it. We're falling to somewhere along the way. And there are people who break their resolution after 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, who don't go well. Some people make a resolution, and they said, comes what may, I am going to pull out on this one. And may the reason come before it is ready. But the psalmist said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever.
And when I read these two last verses here, I must readily ask you, it would appear as if this resolution came out of a full belly. A full stomach.
Yes.
I'm talking spiritually now. Out of a full stomach. Because verse 5 is going to say something to us. If you have your Bible before you, just look at verse 5 to see what it says. Because it's interesting. Verse 5 says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. What a verse!
Yeah.
What a verse! It came out of a stomach that was full. I'm overflowing, and it tastes so good for that kingdom. That look here, I have to make a resolution. That's what the verse of the Bible says. Come here and see that the Lord is good. All of us here, we have our favorite food, I'm sure, and sometimes. It takes Christmas to really make sure that we get a touch on some of these things. Sister Jimmy, right around here, we'll tell you. But I'm hoping that she's already knows how it is. I don't know what these goodies that we have as tradition.
Yes.
And the psalmist said, Look, come here and see that the Lord is good. But the interesting thing here is the word said to us that the Lord prepared a table in the presence of my enemies. What a place to prepare a table. And I see that the Lord obviously the pattern that sometimes baffles me. Because what is it that the Lord is getting to? What when he did it? In the presence. Now, if I know that I'm surrounded with people who are not with me, people don't like me, I digest in my food.
Yeah.
Because I can cook and so much of it inside.
Yeah.
But the psalmist says, it is in the presence of his enemy that the Lord prepared a feast. So you know, there is something in it that the Lord wants us to get. I am really concerned about. Because listen to what the let's look on Psalms 126 here. If Psalms 126. Let me read two verses from Psalms 126. Verse 2 and verse 3. Then was our mouth filled with laughter,
yeah,
and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. This is what verse 3 said. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. What is the Lord getting at here? When he said, when David said, the Lord prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. And then the pattern here. Because here, the children of Israel returning from Babylon, and with great joy to know that they are free at last. And they were singing, they were making joy, and they were glad, and they were clapping, they were just rejoicing. The enemy over here listened to them and saw the joy. And hear what the enemy said, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for them. The enemy is saying that the Lord deliberately made them rejoice in the presence of the enemy. So the enemy went in to look over there and said, look, the Lord has done great things for them.
Amen.
So listen, when God's people heard that, listen to what God's people said. The Lord has done great things for us. In the presence of our enemy, the Lord stood up and spread a table and said, eat, satisfy yourself, and rejoice and give thanks in the presence of your enemy. You know, as you continue to read this, your mind says, keep going to other side. Zechariah 3. Zechariah 3.
Yes.
Joshua, coming home to Babylon, go up to God's altar, to our sacrifice, to appear before God. And what happened as a servant of God go near? The enemy appeared behind the witness stand and the right hand side. And say to God, you, and say to God, this man, have unfinished garments. He's not worthy to appear before you. The enemy, the accuser of the brethren, the enemy appeared right at the altar and the witness stand. To say, I am bearing witness that this man of our faith is out. You think the Lord said in Jesus, I'm our faith again? Whatever it was that Joshua did, you think the Lord this says that he didn't do it. But I like how the Lord addressed this. The Lord said, the Lord rebuked him. So the Lord rebuked him. He's a gross nut from the earth. Come on, sir.
Yes.
In the presence of my enemy. The Lord did not say that Joshua did not have our faces on. So what the Lord didn't say? In the presence of Israel God, the Lord ordered a change of clothing for his servant. The Lord ordered a change of clothing for his servant. Clothing in righteousness before the God. In the presence of my enemy. The Lord order a clothes, a change of God. As what the enemy did, the enemy watch. The enemy watch. The enemy watch the object of God at work. Leave my anointing alone. Leave my people alone. David said, the Lord provide for me a table in the presence. And with a full bill. Because he said, let me come back to you. It is customary. It was customary if you are invited as a guest into a home. The host would make sure that either them, that person, or the servant that does it, that make sure that the feet was washed, make sure that other things were done, and make sure that you are anointed. Put oil on your feet. Jesus in voice here. Jesus in Luke chapter 7. You remember what he said to the Pharisee who invited him to dinner? Jesus said, look, I came in here and didn't wash my feet. I came in here and didn't put no food under my head with oil. But this woman. Come on, you know why I like it so much? Shall follow me. It's because of the arrangement, the way in which the Lord seeks to address us. The first thing that the Lord did was to commission grace to find us. Come on, someone. The one that the grace of God that bring your salvation and appear unto all men is God's own grace. Go and find it. Grace is not coming empty on me. Grace is bringing salvation.
Hallelujah.
So after grace found us, and after grace gave us salvation, the Lord said, I am going to allow goodness and mercy to follow.
Hallelujah.
So we have a regard for the world of grace. He's a lover.
That goodness and mercy is commissioned to follow.
When what a happy time we have around the table. And the table is full of goodies, you know. That table has love and dear. The table has mercy and dear. The table has peace and dear. The table has sweetness and dear. The table has contentment and dear. The table has all the goodies on me.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. After all, if you were treated so nicely.
Come on, Sister Mary. Come on, Sister Mary. If you were treated so nicely, you would want to come up. You would want to live here. You have one. My Lord, Sister. Look here, Anna, there's something that Anna found out. Anna in Luke chapter 2. There is something that Anna found out about God's house. The word said, Anna, living God's house for 84 years. For her husband said, she said, no more man. No more man. No more, no more man. May I satisfy with my God? Glory to God. Because my God is everything. My God is everything. And Anna lived inside of the house for even 4 years after she, her husband died. She prayed, she fasted, she served God. She worshiped God. She found something about God's house that is appealing to her, and she decides that you may not leave it. So what is your resolution? Is your resolution the same as the Sabbath? I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I was rewarded as a result of that effort. She came and she saw the Son of Man of God.
Yes, that's right.
With her two eyes. Right. She was rewarded after 84 years. Behold, the Son of God in Simeon's house. Confirming that yes, he is the right guy. As a result of what? Staying in the house of the Lord.
Listen to how the psalmist put it another way. Psalms 27. Listen to what he said here. Psalms 27. Verse 4.
One thing
I have desire of the Lord, and that will I seek also, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. So, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to what? Inquire in his temple.
So he's making resolutions as a father, and he's reinforcing resolutions.
Not this man not backing away from his resolution. He's reinforcing it.
One thing I have desire, and that will I seek of, that may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to be all the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire. I want to say to the church this morning, we are a prophetic word from God this morning. Exhorting God's people to hold on. And that is That is the reason why we need to dwell in the house of the Lord. To behold his benefits. To inquire in his temple. Because there are not information in God's temple. There are revelation in God's temple. And yes, and verse 6, if you look at it, again, this pattern with God. Verse 6 says, now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, round about me. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will see, yes, I will see. When we come here, I'm going to say that because I'm not praise and worship. I keep emphasizing to the brethren, open your mouth and sing. Open your mouth and give praise because he deserves it. The psalmist said, in the presence of my enemy, I'm going to praise him. Lord, the soul, I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to be praising. Because what? I am determined to stay in the house of God. Not in today and out tomorrow. Because we expect to see who in God's house, you expect to meet with the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is what makes all the difference in God's house. And it doesn't matter whether we are in a building like this or whether we are online. Jacob learned this early. Jacob on the channel of the other. And he said, surely this is the house. God has been this place, and I know him. Sure, this is the house of God. This is connection. And David loved it. David enjoyed the meal. And David said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And that is commitment, Sister Jenny. That is commitment. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. You know, the Lord uses the same surely in Hebrews. I think Hebrews chapter 6, verse 14. It might work while reading it. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 14. Yeah. Listen. Let me read from verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, that's the word we're looking at. Surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Oh my Lord. What the Lord is saying here? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And the word surely here, when the Lord used it over in Hebrews, the Lord confirmed it with a hope. He's sure by himself. Say it must come to pass. It is going to happen. Because you have not anybody bring God to swear by. So he took it upon himself and said, I am putting myself on the line for the world.
Glory.
Surely, goodness. Surely, mercy. Shall find me. All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The
question to us today is, is the Lord your shepherd? I'm glad he is. He has the ability still to provide for you and me a table in the presence of our enemy. He has not run out of goodies. All the resources of God is still in you. Every single one of them. The apostle said, my God shall supply all of you. According to his riches in Christ Jesus. They have lost the ability to supply. Spiritually. Physically. Financially. All the material. So David loved it and David said, you know what? I find something here.
We have to be careful how we treat people, but it's a door. We got to move on, get it? They would want to see it here.
You know, Mr. Bushek, find David said, look, is there any relative of Jonathan left? Or Saul left? I'm wrote to show him our kindness. Somebody said he was one, a lead, and a tragedy. Of what he's doing. Give me a key. Give me such a thing for him. When Mr. Bishop just said, didn't mention it. One of the things that the key in all this strength was that taking to the bathroom, carrying to the bathroom. He went from the bathroom, from the bathroom, and see him forever. Come on, someone, that is all God feels.
Oh, yes, Lord. Glory.
Both in the highway.
Yes.
Every. Compare them to come. And who is it that they must compare to come? The living. The blood. The heart. That my host may be full. The Lord of the teacher says in his house. He is our host. We are his guests. And that's why we need to enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And I just want to say to us this morning that I trust that our resolution has God as part of it, whatever that is. In the case of the psalmist, he said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I don't know what part of our resolution involved God, but I trust that it does involve him, and he will definitely honor our commitment as we bring honor and glory to him. Amen? The Lord bless you as we continue to meditate upon his word. Amen? Shall we just stand as we close off this section with a word of prayer?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Shall we stand in this presence? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I shall feast at the table spread for me. Church. Praise God.